Exclusive: Senator David Perdue, Democrat John Ossoff's amnesty pledge to illegal aliens a threat to the American worker. By Matthew Boyle on January 4, 2021. Senator David Perdue, RGA, told Breitbart News exclusively that Democrat challenger John Ossoff's pledge to grant amnesty to every illegal alien in America is a threat to American workers struggling to recover from the coronavirus pandemic and, as such, would be unfair to American citizens and legal immigrants. Appearing on Breitbart News Saturday on Sirius XM 125 The Patriot Channel this weekend, Perdue lit into Ossoff's pledge to grant a blanket amnesty to all illegal aliens in America, deeming it an affront to legal immigrants and struggling American workers alike. He not only wants to give them amnesty, but he said he wants illegals to be able to vote, Perdue told Breitbart News. He doesn't see anything wrong with undocumented people in this country voting and having access to benefits. He has said he will give a blanket amnesty. So, what does that say to the millions of people who have come to our country and gone through our immigration protocol properly and done it the right way and earned their citizenship? I know hundreds of people who just here in Georgia did that and they're outraged by his position because it totally denigrates what they did. The second thing is it's a threat to the American worker right now. We've got a situation where we've got to grow our economy and we've got to get over COVID, Chinese coronavirus, and a blanket amnesty just opens the door. In addition to the economic devastation and open borders policy that Ossoff champions, which he laid out at a Latinx for Ossoff event last week, would create, Perdue said the public safety concerns with the leftist vision of defunding police combined with sanctuary cities is a recipe for disaster for Georgians who should want checks and balances in the U.S. Senate rather than a blank check to the open borders lobbyists. Combine that with what they want to do with open borders, sanctuary cities, and defunding the police, Perdue said. Explain to me how that makes our cities safer. If you want to see what Georgia would look like, and you've said this before, under a Democratic regime in Washington, just go to California. Look at the anarchy in the streets of Portland, Oregon, today. Atlanta is now tied with Chicago as the murder capital of the world on a per capita basis. This is not something Democrats will own up to, that they do not want to talk about, so he is pandering to that Latino community, and my question is the same thing I would ask the African American community: what have they done for you lately? President Donald Trump has just passed tremendous things that help both communities. We passed opportunity zones, which brings millions of dollars into these economically challenged areas in both the Latino and the African American communities. We've funded HBCUs, our historically black colleges and universities. And we passed a criminal justice reform act that we've been trying to do forever to correct the Joe Biden bill from 1994. The Latino community is smarter than these Democrats think. We did very well with them in the general election and we're going to do well with them on Tuesday. We've just got to get all Republican voters out on Tuesday. It is absolutely essential that every person who's concerned about the future of America must hold the line here. If we win Georgia, we indeed save America. Perdue faces off against Ossoff on Tuesday, while Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA, faces Democrat Reverend Raphael Warnock in the Georgia Senate runoffs. These seats will determine control of the U.S. Senate, as Republicans currently have at least 50 seats and Democrats currently have at least 48 seats. If the Democrats take both of these seats, then Vice President-elect Kamala Harris would be the deciding vote in the U.S. Senate, and Democrats would control the Senate floor and all the committees. The importance of these races is highlighted by the fact that both President Donald Trump and President-elect Joe Biden are heading to Georgia on Monday, the day before the election, to give last-minute boosts to their party's candidates. The most dramatic thing I can tell your listeners is if we lose these two seats in Georgia, then Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, would be chairman of the Budget Committee, Perdue said. It doesn't get much further left than that. But the Senate, if we hold these seats, we can be the balance of power in Washington that keeps the Democrats from perpetrating this left-wing leftist agenda that's too dangerous for our country. We get to advise and consent on all nominees. That's just as nominees, that's cabinet members. A lot of people that go into an administration have to come through the Senate to get confirmed. So we can control and get some of the more radical people out of the government. That's why you have checks and balances. It's worked in our country extremely well for 230 years. Democrats now just believe that America is wrong. Obama apologized for America all during his administration. So what is at stake here is if they get these two seats, they will perpetrate the agenda and load up the cabinet with very liberal people who have no idea how this economy works and want to perpetrate their own agenda, and then the courts will be absolutely decimated. They will stack the courts, and not just the Supreme Court but the appellate courts and federal judges, and they want to increase the number of seats until they get the balance that they want. We won't ever get that back. They'll change the filibuster rule, which as you know is very difficult, and we'll never be able to get that back, and that means they are creating a single-party system. This is what was tried in Cuba and Venezuela and North Korea and Iran and all the places we know it's failed. They want total control. Ox said that we want to win these two seats so we don't have to negotiate. Then, defund the police, open borders, sanctuary cities, amnesty, higher taxes, socialization of our healthcare, and the Green New Deal. All of this becomes our reality if in fact we don't hold these two seats. Perdue did express some confidence, too, that Republicans will be successful if the GOP base turns out to vote on Tuesday. What's at stake here is absolutely critical. We are holding the line here for the country to maintain a balance of power, Perdue said. If you look at what we have to do, it's simply to get our vote out. 5 million people voted in November. There were nefarious activities that went on allegedly. And we have done a lot to add to the integrity of that by putting poll watchers in, and we've got cameras on these drop boxes, so on and so forth. We're doing everything we can to make sure every vote is counted legally and accurately on January 5th. But what we've really got to do, we've only gotten 3 million out to vote so far. That's all from where we were in November. I think some 3.6 million had voted already by this point in November. So we've got a ways to go, but we've got to get our vote out. We also know that Republicans win on Election Day. If there's any Republicans out there, any conservatives out there, any independents or libertarians out there who haven't voted it, they owe it to their children and grandchildren to help us hold the line against this radical socialist agenda. That's what's at stake here, pure and simple. I know that sounds like trite words, but this is not the typical election where you can just correct it in 2 or 4 years. If these things get done, we will not be able to help self-correct this. We have to maintain a balance of power in Washington to avoid this left-wing agenda that the Democrats are trying to perpetrate. Listen to Senator David Perdue on Breitbart News Saturday.